My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
All right, so we're going to talk about the TikTokification of everything. Let me explain what that means. So when you look at, okay, TikTok, everyone knows what TikTok is, right? But when you look at Instagram now, what do you got? You got Reels. When you look at Snap, they also have their version. I think it's called Spotlight or something. When you look at YouTube, YouTube has Shorts. Facebook has Reels as well too. And so what is happening right now is everything is becoming TikTokified. And I've seen, by the way, I don't know if you know this, Neil. There's someone you and I both know. But he had like 4,000 followers on Instagram, maybe like 6, 7, 8 months ago. Now he has like 200,000 on Instagram. And I was just like, what happened? And then he has a friend too. Like, I'm just like, wait, this person went from like 1,000 to 70, 80,000 followers. What is happening? And they're just literally going to town on Reels, which is their version of TikTok.
Dude, you want to know what's funny? It's not just everything's getting TikTokified. It happens with any type of business. So for example, if OpenAI is the latest craze in the tech industry with ChatGPT, Google will end up copying, Facebook will end up copying, Amazon will end up copying. What's happened in the business world is because of, you know, the big change I saw as an entrepreneur years and years ago when I used to build software, it was tough. It was expensive. It took a lot of time. But once the cloud came out, right, like Amazon Web Services, Google Cloud, Microsoft Azure, it became really easy for people to pop up companies. It's now made it so easy for people to just copy and replicate. And you're seeing that for everything now, not just software, but if something's working for someone, people are just replicating. Why wouldn't you? If something works for your competitor, you should try it out too. If not, you're just going to lose market share. It's silly. In your marketing, if something's working really well for your competition, what do? You try the same tactics, the same channel, the same strategy. And there's nothing wrong with that. And it's so funny. People used to hate so much on in the past. Oh, you're just copying. You're just taking the great ideas. I used to get a lot of hate for that. And I'm like, yes, but if it works, why wouldn't I use it too? That's what big corporations do.
I don't think there's anything like at the end of the day, if you're not like stealing IP or anything like that, like copying to me is just drawing inspiration from somebody else. Copying to me is just a way of learning and it's a way of iterating and making it your own. And so when you look at how when Instagram created stories, I believe whoever was dating the Snapchat founder at the time, I don't know if he's married to this person now, but it was like some like actress. But she's like, you know, Mark Zuckerberg has to copy like, you know, my man's like, you know, features, blah, blah, blah. But it's like at the end of the day, everyone else started doing stories. Who? Not only did Instagram start doing stories, let's see, WhatsApp added stories, LinkedIn added stories for a period of time. And so I think even – did YouTube have stories for a little bit? I think YouTube had stories for a little bit too. They've deprecated them. But the main thing here is that they're like, oh, this is working for this company. I've learned something here. I want to try to iterate on it for myself and see if it actually works. And if it does, good.
Dude, on your WhatsApp, have you ever seen people post stories? Do you ever check them out?
Hardly ever.
I know. Maybe in international markets, people check them out. But in the US, I don't think it's used that often.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, the point here is that the TikTokification of everything, like, that's fine. It's just whatever the people like to say, call it the meta or whatever the game that's working in the moment. Like, this is the game that's working right now. And the people that are capitalizing, they're doing really well. And I find that for us, like with this podcast, cutting it up into shorts, like Neil puts it on his channel. I cut it into shorts on my channel as well. And it does pretty well. And so it's like, why wouldn't we do more of this? Because at the end of the day, for these social platforms, they need to manage the attention that they bring in, and their job is to control your attention. And so why wouldn't they do it?
Dude, totally agree with that. Start copying more in your marketing. You don't need to plagiarize. You don't need to steal people's IP, but start copying where it makes sense. You'll grow faster.
And by the way, like, you know, earlier there's in this wave of podcasts that we did. So I cited Rand Fishkin, I cited Glenn Ossoff as well. So we're giving credit. Now, are we necessarily copying? No, we're just saying, hey, so we took the idea that they had and we made it into an idea baby with our thoughts, and that's what it is at the end of the day. So don't hold anything too sacred. Just don't do anything that's, you know, that's damaging to someone, and don't steal someone's IP. So that is it for today. Please don't forget to rate, view, subscribe, and check out the next video over here, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.